lots of domestic policies from the Labour Party. A bit more common ground, possibly, after a few divisions over Brexit in recent days.
Well, today the Labour Party here at our conference will be focusing on the future of education, and obviously I'll be talking about the future of the National Health Service. And the big point I want to get across today to the conference is that we're heading into winter. Last year we had one of the worst winters on record in the NHS. Last year, the NHS had to get an extra 4,500 beds a day because of pressures over the winter. That's the equivalent of 8 hospitals. And I'm not convinced that the NHS is prepared for this winter. So I'm calling on the government today to put aside an extra £500 million in emergency funding to give our hospitals and community health services and everybody who works in the NHS the support that they need, because I never want to see a winter like that again.
The government said that they are prepared, that they are ready for another harsh winter. Do you not trust them?
Well, I mean, last winter we had a situation where people were backed up down corridors on trolleys, ambulances were queuing outside overflowing hospitals, and the whole nation, I think, was shocked by that photo of a little boy, a 5-year-old boy, wrapped in blankets on 2 plastic chairs because he couldn't get a bed, which is on some the front pages of some of the newspapers. And in response, the government just said, "Oh, well, all it was all we've had is a small number of incidents." I think the government were in denial last winter. And look, I hope the government are correct when they say that things are they've prepared, but you know they've not put extra money in. So I'm saying, put some extra money in. We can afford it. So that to just give everybody the reassurance that this winter the NHS will cope.
The British Medical Association has said that this would be welcome, but it would essentially just be a sticking plaster on a bigger problem. How do we deal with the bigger problem?
Well, yes, I mean, there are bigger issues facing the National Health Service. I mean, the NHS is going through this huge financial squeeze. We've got a staffing crisis in the NHS. I mean, and actually the government's response to those two big issues has been utterly negligent. They're underfunding the NHS and have done consistently for 7 years, and they don't have any plans to deal with the fact that we've got 40,000 vacancies for nurses, we've got 10,000 vacancies for doctors, vacancies for midwives. I mean, we need a serious plan for staffing, and I'm afraid Brexit is exacerbating the problems, because we've got people who come to work in this country from the EU, who come to work in our National Health Service to care for us, who are just leaving. They don't want to be here anymore, and the government has no response to that. So there are huge crises, huge issues facing the NHS, which need a long-term plan. We in the Labour Party would bring forward a long-term plan for the NHS. But I'm also saying here and now, we need to deal with the upcoming winter, which is why we're calling for an extra £500 million for the winter here and now.
So where should that be plucked from? If it's emergency funding that you say there is, where can we suddenly get £500 million from? £500 million is quite a substantial amount of money.
Well, we would have to change the some of the taxation rates, because we think we can raise the money from corporation tax. We think we can raise it from different levels of income tax on the very, very highest earners, the top 5% of earners. These are the plans we outlined at the general election. The government didn't go along with our plans, although the government does have a budget coming up. They now have their budget in the autumn, so they have got an opportunity to make some of these tax changes in the next few weeks.
So the tax changes announced in the autumn, straight in, money for Christmas, done. Easy as that, is it?
Well, I mean, sometimes things can be a bit more complex in government, but there's no reason. Look, if the government can find £1 billion for the DUP, a click of their fingers, they can find money for the NHS this winter.
So also on gambling is another issue that you and Tom Watson are focusing on today. Why is it important to raise this now and particularly at conference?
Well, because, I mean, I've been speaking out at this conference about addiction issues. So on the Monday of conference, I was speaking out about drug addiction and alcohol addiction and how we need to do more to seriously treat addiction. Tom Watson and I are also today announcing that gambling addiction is a real problem in society. And we want to look at how we can tackle gambling addiction and whether the gambling industry, the bookmakers and so on, should be paying a little bit more in order to fund gambling addiction services. So we're announcing a review of that. Tom Watson will be giving more details in his speech today. But I think that, you know, when you look at what's happening with drugs, alcohol and gambling, we've got to do something about addiction in our society.
Moving on to education, your colleague Angela Rayner is going to be looking at the National Education Service today, which was something that we heard a little bit about in the general election campaign. What's new today? Because I feel like I've heard it before.
Well, you'll have to forgive me. I've not seen Angela to speak to her about her speech. So I am eagerly awaiting her speech. So if if you will be ever so kind, you'll have to forgive me on that one because I've not seen her speech.
Well, watch this space. Something I'm sure you have seen this morning, though, is the front of the Daily Mail, more allegations of anti-Semitism on the fringes of the Labour conference. When you see this kind of thing, how does it make you feel?
Offended, upset. Anti-Semitism is disgusting. Holocaust denial has no place in the Labour Party. I wasn't aware of this event until the newspapers this morning. As I understand it, it's on the fringe, so i.e. it's not in the conference itself. But if those people identified in the newspapers are Labour Party members, then they should not be Labour Party members, and I'm sure the Labour Party will take action against them.